We have our final news stories now. Bosses welcome city tourism boost. NNUH boss never wants to cram wards again. And Norfolk's police focus on net fraudsters. Traders have expressed their concerns over a new travel lodge which is set to open on the site of Tesco on Guildhall Hill. Many shopkeepers were unaware that the budget hotel chain was on its way to the city, with most star luxury retreat. Instead, one of the UK's largest budget hotel chains is set to open the latest property in its 592-strong empire directly opposite one of Norwich's most historic buildings. Jonathan Hooton of the Norwich Society said the city's historians were not against the plans as long as they fitted into their surroundings. "We're not against preserving Norwich from new business. We want to preserve the history. One of the great things about Norwich is its history and heritage, so we need to encourage as many visitors as possible. So hotels are a good idea."
A boss at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital says he hopes it will never have to cram extra beds onto its wards, as it did recently to cope with increased COVID demands. As part of its approach to tackling a perfect storm of growing demand, system strains and COVID cases, from last month, the NNUH has been placing 7 patients into wards made for 6. It is a measure the hospital is hopeful it will not have to rely upon for much longer, and one its chief operating officer, Chris Cobb, is desperate not to have to resort to again. He told the hospital's board of directors, "Numbers have started to calm down, but we do still have 104 patients who cannot leave because they still have got COVID. The level of pressure on the hospital over December and January contributed to a system-wide critical incident being declared at the NHS services in Norfolk and Waveney. However, this status was de-escalated last week, although the hospital continues to see high levels of demand and has remained at its highest level of alert."
Norfolk's chief constable has urged online platforms to do more to tackle the growing threat from internet fraudsters. Paul Sanford said investigations into online fraud are being hampered by a lack of timely information, including social media companies. It comes as the latest set of national crime figures showed Norfolk had seen an increase in fraud and computer-based crime. He told a meeting of Norfolk's police and crime panel that online companies needed to take greater responsibility for some of the crimes perpetuated on their platforms. "I do strongly feel, yes, there is a need for police to look at our response to these challenges, but the platforms on which this crime is often committed need to do their bit to prevent it happening in the first place."
We've now come to the end of this edition of Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper, and we do hope that you've enjoyed listening to our local news. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know, we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in contact with us at the office number 01603 765 365, or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. Let me repeat that: contact@cbtn.org.uk. We will be in the office now every Thursday from 12 noon. And so if you leave a message on our answer phone, we will get back to you as soon as we can. The team who worked on this week's recording were readers Bridget Cook and me, James McGarry, and Richard Matthew, sound recordist Stephen Cox, and editor Sarah Lusher. And don't forget that Let's Talk will now follow. So from us all at Chatterbox, goodbye.